Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hi, welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Adam Murphy, and this week, Katie Haler has been looking for an answer to this question from Paul.
This is Paul from New Zealand. I was wondering if it's possible to get DNA out of crematorium ashes. Could you get any information about the person, such as weight or height, from their ashes?
Well, Paul, during cremation, the soft tissue of the deceased burns away due to the extremely high heat of the oven, and the solid skeleton is desiccated, leaving only fragile bones. These are taken from the cremator and crunched up by a machine. It is this process of breaking the delicate bones up that creates ashes. I spoke to Charmaine Bale, who's worked as a crime scene investigator, worked at a crematorium, and is currently lecturer in crime and investigative studies at Anglia Ruskin University.
DNA is damaged by high heat as this breaks the connecting strands of the molecule. If you're trying to get DNA from a cremated skeleton, there's a very slim chance of collecting enough remaining DNA. The bone would mainly be brittle calcium and have few places left to protect any tissue suitable for sampling. As for height and weight, when the skeleton is still laying in the oven, then yes, you can see the height of the person. People have different size bones, so maybe mass could be estimated, but getting an accurate physical size would be tricky as all the muscle and fat will have burnt away.
Charmaine explained that an anatomist may be able to determine where the muscles had joined the bones and could possibly comment on someone's build. However, once ground, you could only really tell if the person was big or small by the amount of ashes left.
This is why it is very important for a crematorium to follow labelling procedures and to ensure the name tag is followed from the coffin through to the oven to the ash collection area and then adhered to the ashes container.
Thank you, Charmaine, for uncovering the answer for us. Next week, we're tackling Stephen's stellar space question.
Is it true that if the mass of the Earth were greater, it would render our chemical rockets incapable of reaching orbit, and therefore make us a non-spacefaring species with the same level of knowledge as our pre-Sputnik society?
So what do you think? You can email Chris at thenakedscientists.com, find us on Facebook, tweet at Naked Scientists, or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientists.com/forum. Thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.